We come to that point in our service when we fence the table. And I'd like to read one or two verses from the book of Galatians, from chapter 5, from verse 16. Galatians chapter 5, and reading from verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. Amen. And may God bless His Word to us. I think it's true to say that every true-hearted gospel preacher would love to see everyone in the congregation come to the Lord's table. But we cannot give an open invitation to everyone to come to the Lord's table. Yes, we are firmly of the view that the gospel must be proclaimed indiscriminately, and that everyone in earshot of the preacher must be told to come to believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have no problem in declaring that message to wherever we will get an audience. But the invitation to the Lord's table is different. It is for the Lord's people. It is for those who have closed in with Christ. It is for those who recognize their sinfulness, recognize their lostness, recognize their hopelessness, and recognize their great need of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is for those who are in Christ. It is not to convert people. It is to strengthen people who are already converted, who already belong to the Lord Jesus. And it is a spiritual feast for the spiritual person. It is not for those who are dead in trespasses and sins. It's not for those who live in the world. You cannot partake of the cup of the devil and the cup of the Lord. There has to be discrimination. There has to be a difference. It is for, exclusively for, the people of the Lord. Now the people of the Lord should be at the Lord's table. And if the people of the Lord are not at the Lord's table, they must give a good reason why they are not there. And sometimes it is appropriate even for the people of the Lord not to be at the Lord's table until they deal with a particular problem that is keeping them from the table. We're not going to dwell upon this at this moment in time, but if there are people here who belong unto the Lord and they cannot come to the Lord's table for whatever reason, they must deal with that. But ordinarily, friends, those who belong to the Lord should be at the Lord's table. and they should delight in this invitation. Do this in remembrance of me. And to be absent from the Lord's table, if you belong to the Lord, is not a good thing. To disobey the Lord is not profitable. But who are the Lord's people? Some people have difficulties in discerning who the Lord's people are, particularly to themselves. Am I the Lord's? Well, the Lord's people should be at the table. But something the Lord's people must recognize and bear in mind, that they are not perfect. It is not sinless people that gather at the Lord's table. It is sinners. We know the book of Corinthians will tell us to examine ourselves before we come to the Lord's table. And this is part of the communion season, that whereby we examine ourselves. And if we are true and honest and at least thorough in what we do, if we examine ourselves, we will find sin. We will find sin. And if we do examine ourselves and we don't find sin, that, friends, is not examining ourselves profitably at all. The Christian will find sin in his life, but he will deal with it. He will acknowledge it. He will confess it. He will forsake it. He will repent of it. And then he will come to the table. Those who gather at the Lord's table are not sinless. But they will have certain characteristics. They will know repentance. Not a one-off experience, but an ongoing day-by-day experience. They will be ones who truly repent and continue to repent and who mourn over their sins. Is that not what Jesus says? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. The Lord's people will know something of love towards the Lord Jesus. Lovest thou me? Words he said to Peter are apt and appropriate for all. Can we say that in some sense we love the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, ask yourself this honest, this frank question. Can you honestly say that you have some love towards Jesus Christ? Well, friends, if we can answer in the affirmative, if we can say yes to that, that's a mark of grace, because the natural man has no love towards the Lord Jesus. Oh, we might say, but my love is not strong, and that's true. It may be weak, it may be frail, but if we have any kind of affection towards the Lord Jesus Christ, that was put in our hearts by the Spirit of God Himself. Do we have faith in the Lord Jesus? Do we accept all that He says about Himself? Do we acknowledge that He is the Son of God? Something that the Jews accused Him of blaspheming when He said He was the Son of God. We acknowledge He is the Son of God. We acknowledge that He is the second person in the Blessed Trinity. We acknowledge all that the Bible says about Him. We accept His Word. We accept His work. We accept that He has come from heaven, that He is the Son of God. And we are resting upon Him for our salvation. That's what saving faith is. Looking away from self and trusting upon Him. Can we say this about ourselves? You should then be at the table. This again is the work of God. Saving faith is not natural. It is supernatural. Do we love the brethren? We should be with the brethren. Do we love the Word of God? Then we should love the God of the Word and honor the God of the Word and obey the God of the Word. Do we love the house of God? Do we love the Lord's Day? These are indications and the marks that belong to the people of God. And if these things can be found in you, not to perfection, let's be clear, not to perfection. Your repentance, however good it is, will not be to perfection. Your faith will be up and down. Your love will fluctuate. But if you have these elements, if you have these characteristics, your place is at the table to confess the Lord Jesus and to commune with Him. First of all, I would like to read our warrant for what we do here. And I'd like to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and begin reading at verse 23. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 at verse 23. For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He brake it and said, Take, eat. This is My body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me. After the same manner also He took the cup, when He had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in My blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of Me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till He come. Wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Amen. And may God bless His word to us. Let us pray together. Almighty and ever blessed God, we come to the Lord's table, and we come to eat and to dine with the Saviour Himself. We do pray that this might be a meaningful spiritual experience for us. We ask that our minds might be quickened, that our affections awakened, and that we might be enabled to meditate upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we partake of this bread and as we drink of this wine, we ask that we might know spiritual benefit and profit, that we would truly feed upon the death and the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we would think upon this One who went to the grave and who has now ascended and been exalted and sits at Thy right hand as He intercedes for His people. We bless Thee for this glorious Savior, and we thank Thee for this fresh opportunity to remember the Lord's death until He comes. We do ask, therefore, that Thou might set apart these elements to a holy use. And we do pray, O Lord, that Thou would presence Thyself with us, and that we would delight to commune with Thyself and with Thy people. Hear us, O God. Be pleased again to overlook our sins and receive our worship and adoration. For we ask all in Christ's name and for His sake. Amen. I would like to direct your thoughts to John chapter 13.
Because of our Italian guest, I was asked by the session to help and translate this portion of the table address. So I just bear with me. I just translate bit by bit from Andrew's.
Going to read one verse.
Leggiamo un versetto in Giovanni capitolo 13.
Verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover,
prima della festa della Pasqua,
when Jesus knew that his hour was come,
quando Gesù sapeva che la sua ora era venuta,
that he should depart out of this world unto the Father,
che avrebbe dovuto lasciare questo mondo e andare al Padre,
having loved his own which were in the world,
avendo amato i suoi che erano nel mondo,
he loved them unto the end.
Li ha amati fino alla fine.
We want to meditate upon the love of God.
Vogliamo pensare, meditare sull'amore di Dio.
Or more particularly, the love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Specialmente l'amore del Signore Gesù Cristo.
Our text tells us,
il nostro passo ci dice,
having loved his own which were in the world,
avendo amato i suoi che erano nel mondo.
It's marvelous to think that Jesus loves his people.
È meraviglioso pensare che Gesù ama i suoi.
But it is also true to say that there is a general love of God for all people.
Ma è anche vero dire che c'è un amore generale di Dio per tutti, per tutto il mondo.
The psalm tells us that God is good unto all.
Il salmista ci dice che Dio è buono verso tutti.
And over all his works his mercy be.
E su tutte le sue opere c'è la misericordia sua.
The rich young ruler who came to Christ.
Il giovane ricco quando è venuto davanti a Gesù, è andato davanti a Gesù.
When he would not embrace Christ,
quando non ha voluto abbracciare il Signore Gesù,
Jesus looked upon him and loved him.
Gesù lo ha guardato e lo ha amato.
So it is true to say that God has a general love for all.
Quindi è giusto, è vero dire che Dio ha un amore generale verso tutti.
But there is a particular love that Christ has for his people.
Però c'è un amore speciale, particolare che Dio ha verso i suoi.
It is special.
È speciale.
It is particular.
È particolare.
It is distinct.
Ed è distintivo.
It says, having loved his own.
Dice, avendo amato i suoi.
He loved his disciples, and they were far from perfect.
Ha amato i suoi discepoli che erano lontano dall'essere perfetti.
They would later on desert him.
Più tardi lo hanno abbandonato.
They were weak.
Erano deboli.
They were ones who sought glory for themselves.
Erano quelli che hanno cercato la gloria per se stessi.
But Jesus loved them.
Però Gesù li ha amati.
He goes on to say he loves them in the world.
E quello che dice qui è anche che li ha amati nel mondo.
because Jesus had his disciples in heaven.
Perché Gesù ha i suoi discepoli in cielo, in paradiso.
And they were also the objects of his love.
E loro erano anche l'oggetto del suo amore.
But he had a special love for his disciples in the world.
Però ha avuto questo amore speciale verso i suoi discepoli nel mondo.
Because he knew that in the world they would face trials and difficulties.
Perché sapeva che nel mondo avrebbero affrontato difficoltà.
His people in heaven are safe and secure.
I suoi che sono in cielo sono salvi e sicuri.
But his people on earth have to fight against the world, the flesh, and the devil.
Ma i suoi che sono nel mondo devono combattere contro la carne, il peccato e il diavolo.
He loved them unto the end.
E poi li ha amati fino alla fine.
He loved them to the very extremities.
Li ha amati fino a ogni estremità.
And he was going to show that love.
E stava per mostrare questo amore.
By going to the cross to save them.
Andando sulla croce per salvarli.
We may not think much of ourselves.
Noi potremmo non pensare molto di noi stessi.
And that can be a healthy thing.
E potrebbe anche essere una cosa sana questa.
But we must never forget that Jesus loves all of his people.
Ma non dobbiamo mai dimenticare che Gesù ama tutte le sue, i suoi, tutti dei suoi.
And his love is a perfect love.
E il suo amore è un amore perfetto.
It's an eternal love.
È un amore eterno.
A love that cannot change.
È un amore che non potrà cambiare.
And this was fully displayed.
E questo è stato dichiarato pienamente.
On the cross.
Sulla croce.
No doubt we come to the Lord's table with various thoughts in our minds.
Non c'è dubbio che veniamo alla tavola del Signore con tanti pensieri nella nostra mente.
We might feel we're poor disciples.
Possiamo sentire che siamo dei discepoli poveri.
We might feel we're poor witnesses.
Possiamo sentire che siamo dei poveri testimoni.
But Jesus loves his people.
Però Gesù ama i suoi.
And you are here because you have been invited.
E tu sei qui perché sei stato invitato.
Not because you're worthy.
Non perché sei degno.
But because he has invited you.
Ma perché lui ti ha invitato.
Therefore, let our thoughts be of him.
Quindi lasciamo che i nostri pensieri siano su di lui.
And let us eat and drink for his glory.
E così mangiamo e beviamo alla sua gloria.
That the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink in remembrance of me. For as often as ye drink this cup, for as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death until he comes." before you rise from the table, let us look at John 14 at verse 15.
Prima che ci alziamo dalla tavola, leggiamo un versetto in Giovanni 14, versetto 15.
If ye love me, keep my commandments.
Se voi mi amate, ubbidite i miei comandamenti.
We have thought about the love of the Lord Jesus towards his people.
Abbiamo pensato all'amore del Signore Gesù verso i suoi.
Now we want to think about the love of his people towards the Lord Jesus Christ.
Adesso vogliamo pensare all'amore dei suoi discepoli verso il Signore Gesù Cristo.
With this glorious relationship comes responsibilities.
Insieme a questa gloriosa relazione viene insieme una grande responsabilità.
One of the responsibilities is to come to the Lord's table.
Una delle responsabilità è quella di venire alla tavola del Signore, partecipare.
And to be publicly associated with Christ and his people.
E di essere pubblicamente associati con il Signore Gesù Cristo e con il suo popolo.
But the Lord Jesus would have us be obedient to him continually.
Signor Gesù ci vuole ubbidienti a lui continuamente.
We have in some sense expressed our love towards Christ by doing what we have just done.
In un certo senso abbiamo dimostrato il nostro amore verso Cristo facendo quello che abbiamo appena fatto.
But the Lord Jesus says to us as we rise from the table that we are to obey his commandments.
Il Signore Gesù ci dice mentre ci alziamo da questa tavola di ubbidire i suoi comandamenti.
Some would charge us with being legalists.
Alcuni ci potrebbero accusare di legalismo.
But we simply want to follow the words of Christ.
Ma noi vogliamo semplicemente seguire le parole del Signore Gesù.
If you love me, keep my commandments.
Se voi mi amate, osserverete i miei comandamenti.
And that means when we go out into the world, we are to honor Christ.
E questo significa che quando andiamo fuori nel mondo dobbiamo onorare il Signore Gesù.
And when the commandments of men come in conflict with the commandments of Christ,
e quando i comandamenti degli uomini sono in conflitto con quelli di Cristo,
we are to honor Jesus.
Noi siamo chiamati a obbedire a Gesù, onorarlo.
And we are to demonstrate the reality of our love.
E dobbiamo dimostrare la realtà del nostro amore.
It is easy to say we love someone.
È facile dire che amiamo qualcuno.
But it's more difficult to prove it.
Ma è più difficile provarlo.
And it is by our actions that it is proved.
Ed è solo con le nostre azioni che viene provato.
And to help us, we have just remembered that Christ died to save us.
E per aiutarci abbiamo appena ricordato che è stato Gesù che ci ha salvati.
He gave everything.
Lui ha dato tutto.
In order to save us.
Per salvarci.
Will we not give him our obedience?
Non ritorneremo a lui la nostra obbedienza.
Not that he might save us.
Non perché così lui ci possa salvare.
But because we are saved.
Ma perché siamo salvati.
Because we do belong to him.
Perché noi gli apparteniamo.
Let us not be ashamed then to own him.
Quindi non vergogniamoci del fatto che gli dobbiamo questo.
The Lord's Supper is a strengthening ordinance.
La tavola del Signore è un ordinamento che ci incoraggia, ci rinforza.
And it strengthens us to live the Christian life.
E ci rinforza per vivere la vita cristiana.
Let us maintain our intimacy with Christ.
Quindi manteniamo la nostra intimità col Signore.
Because without him we can do nothing.
Perché senza di lui non possiamo far niente.
Before we sing, I'd like to speak to those who are not at the table.
prima che cantiamo vorrei parlare anche a quelli che non sono alla tavola oggi.
There's a great division here.
C'è una grossa divisione tra noi qua.
I know all who sit here at the table.
Conosco tutti quelli che sono qui seduti al tavolo oggi.
Would love for you to join with them.
Mi piacerebbe tanto che voi vi riunite con loro qua.
Today is the day of grace.
Oggi è il giorno della grazia.
Today is the time to seek the Lord.
Oggi è il giorno della salvezza, per cercare il Signore.
And to know the peace and the joy and the security that belongs to the Christian.
E per conoscere la pace e la sicurezza che è proprio di quelli che conoscono il Signore.
One day the divide will be forever.
Un giorno questa divisione sarà eterna.
Today is the day of salvation.
Oggi è il giorno della salvezza.
Seek the Lord whilst he may be found.
Cercate il Signore mentre lo si può trovare.